Well, next to the story of an Icelandic poker player, Jan Jonsson, who went missing in Dublin in 2019. His disappearance was featured in the podcast Where Is Jan?, a co-production between RTE and Icelandic broadcaster RÚV. And now Gardaí will travel to Reykjavik as part of their investigations. Well, Anna Clausen, head of podcasting at RÚV, is with us now and she joins us on the line. Anna, remind us of Jan's story and when he was last seen.
Right, so Jan came to Dublin in February 2019 to play poker at the Dublin Poker Festival, but also for a bit of a holiday, really, with his partner, Jana. And then within about 24 hours of his arrival into the city, he walked out of the Bonnington Hotel where the tournament was held, turned out onto the very busy Swords Road and pretty much vanished into thin air.
Well, there are still many questions surrounding his disappearance. What's the main one?
Well, the main one is what happened to him? Did he did something criminal happen to him? Where is his body? If so, you know, is he alive? At this point, the Gardaí is treating it as a criminal case and the family does believe that Jan died. So I think that's the biggest issue right now.
And now Gardaí are travelling to Iceland to investigate. Is that significant?
Oh, of course it is. They had very little to go on for a very long time. And then they received two anonymous notes in 2023 to indicate that Jan was deceased and that his remains were in Saint-Germain, a park not far from where he disappeared. And while a search has been conducted so far, it's yielded no clues. But, you know, we have to believe that 6 years on, that they're coming to Iceland for a reason. And
well,
so,
well, what's that reason? What are they hoping to find out?
Well, it does seem clear that while Jan's fate lies in Ireland, you know, whatever happened to him happened in Ireland, the story behind what happened, the clues to that might be found in Iceland, since he didn't actually know anybody and had no prior connection to Ireland. And yes, there have been some indication that, the story resides in Iceland.
Well, there's new evidence, new information since the airing of the podcast. What was that information?
Well, you know, mostly around the possible criminality of his disappearance. There has been a murder suspect named to the family. But, you know, this is still all very much not confirmed. And that's something that they're, you know, coming to look into and talk to people, I believe.
Well, they'll be doing their investigations there. But finally, earlier in the week, we heard about the deaths in Reykjavik of a French father and daughter who had lived in Ireland. The Irish Times is reporting this morning they lived in Dublin for 10 years. What's the latest on the investigation into those deaths?
Well, I believe the mother is still in hospital. But police confirmed yesterday that they have managed to formally question her despite her injuries. And while the authorities have still not released the family's identity, they did confirm yesterday that they were not known to police in Iceland or abroad before the event. That's all there is.
Anna Clausen, head of podcasting at RÚV, the Icelandic National Broadcasting Service. Thank you. It's now coming up to 7:30.